just so we're clear, we're all on the same page, if you could give us your impressions and what you'd like to see happen. I know you speak for yourself to some extent, but obviously you chair the school committee, and you've heard school committee members' comments.
I think this is dead.
Is it the red light on? So if you hold the button, the red light should go on. Yeah, you just have to put it about an inch from your lips.
I just know how bad these acoustics are here. I think that there are a couple of
We're going to give you a new mic because it doesn't sound very good.
Hello. There are a couple of people on the committee who feel that this may be premature. I don't necessarily feel that way. I believe that we should carry it forward as a package and put the two together. In order to do that, we have to have a plan. We have to have an idea of funding, things like that. So the committee is probably split. I have someone who's on the fence and then two people who are like, we should just wait until later. But if we fail to plan, we're going to be in trouble later. So it's never too early to put things together and figure out what's going on and what we can do. And like Councilman Lattiser said, it's up to the people of this city to decide how they want to see their school system look in the new century. And certainly our school system, Warwick Schools, are woefully outdated right now. Not very little has been upgraded, and certainly our fields haven't had any work done in many years, and our high schools haven't had any work done in many years that anything substantive. So I'm in agreement with the council, and again, the money's not going to be there forever. We know that. And as Mr. Conley said, we don't know if we're going to get a second bite at the apple, but who wants to be standing there, you know, left with a bite and no money? So as the chair of the committee, I would say we need to move forward, and we would bring it to you in April as planned.
Yeah, my concern has always been that you will kill the ability to move forward on these projects if the funding isn't there at the state level. There's no guarantee that the funding will be there. When I sat around that table with the RIDE staff, they, and Karen, you were
there
also. When we sat there, Councilman Lattiser was there also this fall. It was early fall. They said to us, the sooner you get in the application, the better, because it's first come, first serve, and if it's gone, it's gone. You're not going to get it. And I've sat here for a long time. I haven't seen up to a 52% reimbursement. That's, in essence, every dollar this community puts in, the state is going to kick in a dollar if it's drafted correctly.
Correct.
And it's one of the few times where you can put forward a proposal where you don't have to have, you can have a general amount subject to RIDE approval and subject to coming back to this body and this and administrations or future administrations for approval of what could or could not be done based on current economic conditions. As we've seen in the past, they change. The cost of construction goes up 10 to 15%, and the plans that come back to us change. One of the most frustrating things for me was when I sat on a committee in 2005, 2006 with former Councilwoman Stenhouse, and we heard all the proposals for fields, and we heard the proposals for upgrading the locker rooms and to get pictures. I didn't have them blown up for everybody, but if anybody wants to see them, I'll show them to you. From coaches at the various high school showing us pictures of the locker rooms, showing us pictures of the field. That's in one case, it's completely abandoned and it's littered with, you know, dead grass and deposits from the Canadian geese that have found a new landing strip. It's those type of things that I think are disheartening to a community. It's disheartening to the people that make decisions on where they're going to live, where they're going to raise their kids, where they're going to go to school. When you drive up to a high school and you say, that's where my kid's going to go to school, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see locker rooms like that. You don't want to see the inside of buildings. You don't want to hear that Pilgrim can't put any more electric into the building because it's old. So I think that this needs to be a coordinated effort. I think this is a good first step, giving us this information for everybody to mill it around and then to make a decision later on it. Are there any other council members that wanted to make any statements? Councilman Tanapi.
So, if I may suggest, it seems like, and granted, not everyone's spoken, so I apologize for putting words in mouth. It seems like the consensus is that everybody wants the fields, school department, city council, you know, school committee. It's just a question of timing. You've heard from the chair and from the finance director of the school committee, or in the school department, rather, that they want it to be part of the phase three push with the high schools. You heard my spiel on that as well, and we also heard from them the last meeting and from the other school committee members who didn't want this getting rammed through the way it is, instead wanted it to be part of the high school effort. So seems to be that should be the question we're all asking ourselves, and unless someone doesn't want it to be part of the phase three, I think we're just about wrapped up here.
Yeah. Councilman Lattiser.
So there's also, there seems to still be this gray area of whether or not RIDE is going to reimburse, if they are, how much, and possibly they're not. So this question, I guess it will go to either Mr. Ferrucci or Superintendent Thornton.
Can I say one more thing?
Certainly.
I think that one of the issues for the school committee is finances, and I think that's what holds some people back from, because we don't have a lot of money. So I think that's, it's not that anybody doesn't want this, it's that people are concerned about finances.
And I agree with you, Madam Chair. We're all concerned with finances as well, but I still hold a position that I certainly don't want to walk away from a 52% reimbursement on $10 million. I know I said earlier 10,000, but that was actually per square foot. I was talking square foot, so I don't know if you all reacted to that or not. But am I correct when I say that there's a new administrator or director at RIDE now?
Yes, there is.
Okay. And would it be accurate to say, let me just ask you the question. In your communications with RIDE, or the superintendent's communication with the new director of RIDE, would she be willing to come before this council?
Actually, yes, she is willing and able to. So if you want to give me a date and a time, I can certainly have her come.
So, Dr. Thornton, if we were to have the new director of RIDE come before us, I'm sure it's fair to say that she will be able to set the record straight as to what we can expect or can't expect.
She did relate, she can attest to all the rules and procedures for RIDE and give you the straight answer on those.
And what do you think the director would need for notice to be able to appear before the council?
when I did speak to her last week, I did relate potentially in April. I think that is a possibility. I can certainly call tomorrow to find out.
I would, I'd be really hopeful that at the latest, possibly she could join us on the first meeting of April. If everyone feels that's necessary, perhaps you don't. Perhaps everybody's ready to vote on this right now, and that's fine with me as well. But I'm just, you know, when I hear differing opinions, and we have an opportunity to hear it right from the source, I'd like to put that out there. And also, given the fact that it is, it's not urgent that we have to have this done and delivered to the General Assembly today or the end of the month, but it is well known that we'll need to get it there certainly by the beginning of May. So, Mr. President, I'll leave it up to my colleagues to weigh in on that.
Before we go to the public, are there any members of the council have any other questions or statements? If not, are there any members of the public that would want to speak on this? Anybody can speak.
Is it working?
Yeah. Just if you could announce yourself.
Judy Cobden, I'm vice chair of the school committee. The way I look at it is we voted weeks ago on a bond, and we put in and voted for the low ball of $56 million. It was up to $79 million, and that would have included the fields. We all voted not to put the fields in because we are getting appraised, I'll call it that, to see what's going on with the high schools. We were instructed that we had time to do this. I was just told the General Assembly doesn't need to know until June, but we will have the report by April, and it's my understanding that we'll know what we are doing with the schools. And then we could actually amend the bond that we put in, and then we would include the fields. So after that vote, next thing that happens is this bond comes up. Now, personally, I think that we should just stick it all in one, and it's clear and for the voters to look at instead of having separate bonds. So that's my opinion. I am not against the fields at all. I mean, I played on those fields for 4 years, and I know what the condition was when I was there, and it's not much better. And I am for it, but I think that it needs to be done a little bit differently. And I don't think if we have the time and we're waiting to hear about what is happening, if we're going to put a bond out for a brand new school, that brand new school most likely will sit on the Pilgrim Field. So once we find that, it's next month, we get that information from, I guess it's their architects, then we'll know what's going on. And I don't think it's necessary to have a separate bond. And, you know, I just feel that there is a little bit of time and we should just wait, because I know we have the votes on the school committee to up the bond. And that is my stance on that. It's not that we don't want the fields. We're totally for the fields. We want everything for our schools. I mean, they just introduced a Gallo bond. Did you see that? Maximum 20 kids from kindergarten to second grade. Wait to see what that does to us. So there's a lot of concerns about space and quality of our schools. And I just think that we need to systematically do it instead of push everything. We have time. Thank you.
Thank you. Nathan, if you could just introduce yourself.
Nathan.
And you got to get really close to the mic, otherwise we can't hear you.
My name's Nathan Cornell, and I'm a member of the Work School Committee. While I'm not opposed to sports fields, I have concerns with a separate bond devoted solely to sports fields. For one, I think it's completely improper for the City Council to put forward educational bonds without the bond going to the school committee first. We are the educational representatives of the city, and while we value the City Council's input, the school committee should have the sole responsibility to initiate educational bonds. Another concern I have is that I fear that having two separate bonds on the ballot could hurt one or both chances of getting approved by the voters. If you have one bond that is just for sports fields, it might pass over the other bond because it looks more aesthetically pleasing. and therefore the other bond for much needed repairs and construction for school facilities might fail, because and that would be catastrophic for the city. Finally, I believe that if you go forward with this separate bond, the city council should pay for it, because the school committee didn't start or endorse this initiative. Thank you.
Thank you. And obviously you heard our discussion, so I think we're all in agreement that we should have, at least from my perspective, I don't want to speak for other council members, that it would be a good idea to have one bond. Obviously, in the past, there was a lack of communication as to what was possible as far as a bond for the fall. So I think it's been cleared up tonight as far as I'm concerned. And I think a lot of us all agree that we should have one bond with the fields and the schools and address that issue when you folks have that information come up. So I thank you for your presentation.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you. Is there anybody else here to speak? If you could just state your name for the record.
Good evening. Bill Russo. I'm a teacher, a coach, and the athletic site supervisor at Tollgate High School. It's my 23rd year in the Warwick system. I graduated from Tollgate. I'm glad to see the talk that's generated tonight, and hopefully things are moving in the right direction. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. There are still many things on our Tollgate campus that are far from sufficient. We don't have a varsity locker room for our male athletes. They change on a cement slab. Our tennis courts were described, as one coach this year, as being the worst in the state. No softball field, no field hockey, no baseball field. Our kids travel throughout the city. I think it's a liability, traveling to practices, leaving the campus for different events. My one question would be, in the proposal that was shown tonight from the firm that is doing the fields, and talking about the reimbursement, about upgrading an existing field, lacking, not being able to get as much money back, the field right to the side of it was the old football, varsity football field. It's been abandoned for years. I was wondering if they were ever considering looking at that site as possible cost-cutting measure as well, if you could deem that as a new site, if that would be a possibility. Certainly there's room there because it was a football field at one time, so I don't know if that would be a possibility where that could be considered something new. But
I remember playing on that field, and my dad happened to be the chairman of the school committee back in 1980, and the bond referendum went out, and that was the first time that Tollgate ever had a field. So that certainly, and I would leave it up to the experts, would be considered, quote unquote, a new field. And I was going to ask you, Bill, if you could take the time, I don't know if you had it, for all the other council members, but you took the time, I don't know if you sent it to everybody else, but you took the time to send to me today pictures of the field, pictures of the locker room where the kids change. And to be quite frank, it was really, really depressing to look at. And I think that it'd be helpful if other council members, if you have time, or if you don't mind, I could send it to everybody else if that's easy too. I could send it to our liaison so they could see the pictures that you're talking about. Did you have specific questions for any of the individuals that presented?
Well, it's just that one thought of what is deemed a new field versus the reconstruction or rehab of another one, that if that was ever entertained as maybe a possibility for shifting the field over to the side, if there was enough room, or if that was even looked at as a possibility.
So I don't know who would answer that question for him. And if you want, you can grab the mic.
Sure. We looked at the field to the east of the existing field. Spatially, we were constrained a little bit more. As you move to the east, it's tough to see with the aerial photograph, but there is a steep slope that goes down to the junior high school. So spatially, we felt keeping the location of the field further to the west would have been the most least intrusive. Not as much earthwork, more cost effective. The scale of the improvements here, we would expect this would be seen by some, the Commission on Disabilities, by certain of the authorities having jurisdiction as a new field. RIDE, of course, would have to make their own determination.
Mr. Frucci.
I did want to take a moment to mention
that depending on what selection the school committee makes with regards to proposed renovations and repairs at Tollgate, it may be spreading into some of the areas, which means we may end up needing to turn the fields as well. So those are the pieces that I was talking about creating the program based on it's a new field. So, Mr. Lattiser, there's an assurance of it will be defined as a new field. And we, when we spoke with Pierre early, the sites are pretty contiguous, so the cost estimates they gave us, we should be able to fit within their budgets if we were to relocate them on the site. So it's unique enough that there's not going to be a dramatic increase in pricing if we were to shift from that particular location.
Thank you. Do you have any other questions? Okay. Is anybody else here to speak? If you could just introduce yourself.
Jim Harrison, parent, coach at Tollgate High School. Mr. McAllister mentioned me. I'm the field hockey coach at Tollgate High School and also the lacrosse coach. I am very excited. I'm very thankful. There's a lot of great points. I don't need to hop on them. I just one thing, and maybe you, as you all, the school committee also thinks about this, is that I don't know if you can put a dollar amount on this, but pride. You are by, it's I can't explain to you. You go, you get off the bus, you walk onto a new turf field, and the girls say, why can't we have this? And we can have this, and you guys are going to make that happen. You are going to bring pride back to the city. I'm a graduate of Warwick Veterans Memorial High School. I have an immense amount of pride for Tollgate now. Both my kids, my son goes there. My daughter's about to go there. I am very, very excited. And I would really like you to, all of you, to keep that in mind. I don't know if you can put the price on that, but you will bring pride back, okay? I can't stress enough to you. Mr. McAllister mentioned soccer. My daughter, with all Warwick kids, plays on a Sunday at Narragansett High School. I can't tell you how many parents, you'll sit there and they'll just say, I wish we could have this. And we can, and we should. And you are gonna bring pride back. And I can't, that price tag on that, I don't know what you can put on it. Even, I know it's all about money, but I really hope that you think about that. Even whatever challenges come up, that idea of bringing pride, that the kids will be excited. The parents will be excited. People, Mr. McAllister mentioned it, people moving into the city will be excited, okay? So I really, really would hope that you keep that in mind as we go through this process. Really hope so. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else here to speak? If you could just...
Hi. Darlene Netko, lifelong resident of Warwick, graduate of Tollgate. I was in the band. Actually, I played field hockey, softball, and basketball at Tollgate, field hockey at CCRI. Softball, we used to practice in that middle field, kind of below where that football field, and then there's another tier, and then you go into another field. And I was just wondering if any of those fields were on the list to be improved.
Actually, in the planning of the high school complex at Tollgate, there is a rendering we saw last Friday that actually contemplates a baseball softball field on the complex.
Thank you. Because when I was a student, I was also in the band, and we played all of our home football games at Warwick Vets until my senior year. That was the 83-84 school year. We had that field now that has the weird slope that goes into Windman. But that was our field until they built this one. I just want to echo what Jim and Bill both said about the necessity for these fields. And coupled with whatever plans we come up with for Pilgrim and Tollgate or a new school or seriously renovating and restructuring the two existing schools, adding the fields, it will bring a new vitality to this city. Tollgate and its little other friends up there are the youngest schools in the district, and they're going on 50 years. And they're showing it. We have electrical problems. When I was a student, the locker rooms weren't good, and that was a long time ago. They've only gotten worse over time. And it's not just for the athletes, it's for the entire school system and the entire city that these renovations need to be done. And one bond covering it all, I think it's time to let the voters decide, and hopefully they will decide that making these fields and these schools ready for the kids and making them 21st century facilities will be what's best for the students and for the entire city. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any other members of the public that wanted to speak? If not, Councilman Lattisar.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. President. Just to comment on one of the comments from the speakers, I just want to remind everyone that let's assume that we pass this, let's assume it gets to the voters, and let's assume that the voters approve it. That doesn't cut the check. So the check isn't cut until that comes back before the city council for approval, and the check still isn't cut until the mayor signs off on the bond drawdown. And I know for certain that there's still a $7 million bond that is still pending out there that was passed during the Avedisian administration for the Mickey Stevens Sports Complex. And that bond, for whatever reason, was not drawn down on and is still sitting there. So again, for me, it's just about let's get it to the voters and let the voters make the decision, yes or no. If they vote no, we're done. If they vote yes, then it still has to come back to us, still has to vote on it. The mayor still has to approve the drawdown. So there's plenty of additional steps, and there'll be some significant time to determine which field, what type of field, et cetera. Thank you.
Thank you. And obviously the school committee, too, would have a say if that bond were to get passed.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very quickly, just for clarification, if you don't mind, I know that we have this resolution here, and I think that some valid points were made by the three honorable members of the school committee that spoke. If I was to say what I would like to see, of course, improvement to our schools as a whole is important. However, I do agree what school committee member Cobden said when she said, we're still waiting to see what the economic value would be to a new education facility, and that's exciting. And I do agree with what she said, because usually the way it works is they build upon a field. I just need clarification on this, and it can be from the correct person at the group or from yourself, Mr. President. If this is approved tonight, and I think going on what you said, Councilman Lattisar, again, a lot of information. If we vote on this tonight, we're saying we're not voting on. If we vote on this tonight, we're saying that we would support adding the increase to the. All right, I'm going to finish first. Thank you. If we vote on this tonight, we're going to add to increase or allow the bonds to involve updating the fields. However, we will not put it before the. It'll go before the voters, but we are also waiting for RIDE to get back to us, as Councilman Lattisar said, to tell us if they will support the bonds. And then also there's other things that are variances that are out there, because we may need to look at a new building or updated buildings, and we got to add in the ADA, which is a big reason why I would support the building of these fields. We got to update them to ADA standards. So I'm asking for clarification, Mr. President.
So I think the gist or the feeling that I get from all the council members is that we would hold this till April 6th.
Yep.
And that it would give the school committee an opportunity to hear what their experts are going to say and come back to us with a recommendation. I think you've heard from a lot of people, including myself, who believe that it's a good idea to combine these. I think the two school committee members and the chair had mentioned the same thing, because maybe it would have a better chance of passing, and most importantly to me anyway, a better chance of getting a higher rate of reimbursement from the state of Rhode Island. So I think that was the goal, not to vote tonight. Of course, that's the will of the council if people want to vote. But I think that that we're in all agreement, or many of us are in agreement, to hold until April 6th, and to get more information from the school committee, and to possibly put this out in one bond referendum, either amending, or, you know, obviously we have a few other options, and then make a determination at that time.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to conclude my comment. Then I want to thank the school committee for bringing this to us, and I want to thank for the time to look at this, because absolutely, and one of the selling points for me was the fact that, and I appreciate that they brought up that the fields we have now are not ADA code, and I agree also that we are desperate need for the field upgrades, but also we are in desperate need for the building upgrades.
Absolutely.
And also looking into the 21st century type of education. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Lasso.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to suggest that at that April 6th meeting, that we have the new director of RIDE attend the council meeting, and we can get all the questions answered. We can find out right from the source as to what we get, what we can't get, how do we get it. I think that's critical in making our decision.
So I was going to say, Councilman, that I think what we heard Superintendent Thornton say is that they can't come here and say yes or no to whatever we're going to do. What they can come here and say is, if you meet this specification, if you meet this rule, if you were to close a building, whatever the criteria are, you could get up to a 52% reimbursement. And I think that that's what the director, you know, of RIDE could bring to the conversation. I think it's very helpful. I think it's a good idea. But I don't want anybody to anticipate that that person's going to come here and say, yes, you're getting it. And it also obviously gives the entire city school department, school committee, council, administration, the ability to look at what they actually would approve later on and then make decisions later on as to whether we think it's a good idea going forward with the proposals based on economic conditions, bond reimbursement rates, all the things that I don't think that we would have access to. Councilman Scott.
Agreed.
Yeah, one thing I can add, and I can forward this to everybody, from the meeting with RIDE at the end of February, they had a slide, and it showed the normal timeline that you do, and actually before we would normally be voting on things, and the more importantly, before it goes to the voters, you actually can have a signed agreement from the state saying we will do X, Y, Z. So that way you're not in the dark, you're not wondering what's happening. It's pen to paper, binding contract, done. But I'll forward that to everybody, that way everybody has it, because I agree. That was a lot of the questions. Bear in mind, there were a bunch of municipalities at this meeting, and a lot of the questions were around how that exactly works and trying to pin them down on whether the money was finite or not as far as the pot. And I don't know what changed between when you guys met with RIDE and the end of February, but they were insistent that there was more than enough money for anyone who wished to actually take from it. So I don't know what changed. I don't know if they were overselling it, but there was at least 5 or 10 municipalities there, including from Warwick, and they were pushing it pretty hard to make sure it was clear to us that there was money available, because I brought up the exact things we discussed before, how we thought it was.
So what I would bring to your attention is East Providence, because of the criteria, was in the, I believe, at a 70% reimbursement rate. Mr. Frucci, do you remember what the numbers were?
It
was reported in the paper because of the criteria that we don't have. So many people getting assistance, so many kids getting assistance. You know, we're considered, which is frustrating to all of us, considered an affluent community. So our reimbursement rate isn't like theirs.
Right.
But I can tell you that their school, I believe, was close to $200 million.
Right.
So you're looking at a reimbursement rate for one school of, you know, close to $130 million, something like that. So that out of the billion. So Lincoln has their big expansion going on. Barrington had their new junior high. Besides, we're not just talking about new buildings, but what we had approved last year, which was the $40 million, we get a reimbursement rate on that. So it's not just new school buildings. It's what everybody else is putting in for repairs, air conditioning systems, new roofs, et cetera. So I think that that's what Ride's concern was when we met with them, that it's on a first-come, first-served basis, and that hasn't changed at all. It is on a first-come, first-served basis. Yes, Councilman.
So, Mr. President, would you entertain a motion at this point?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we hold this until April 6th, and that the superintendent of schools contacts the director of RIDE and requests that she come before the city council and simply give us a presentation as to what the criteria is, et cetera, et cetera. That's the motion.
Is it seconded by Councilman Howe? Councilman McAllister? Or should I call you Councilman Marola? Is
Councilman Howe seconded?
Yes, I did. Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. All those in favor of holding?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So that will be held till April 6th. Thank you. You can, while we're discussing this, feel free to take down your equipment. I know that Phil has been waiting patiently because you were, and I know you were under executive communications, so if there isn't an objection, I'd ask for a motion to go into executive session to address those items that are on our agenda.
Motion made.
Motion made. Seconded by Councilman Howe. Councilman Ricks. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Council stands in executive session. The Walk City Council is back in session. Could I have a motion to seal the minutes? Seconded by Councilman Howe. Councilman McAllister. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The minutes have been sealed, and that's regarding the litigation matters that were listed on our executive under our executive communications. Also, I'd just like to announce that Councilwoman Travis had a knee operation, and we appreciate her being a trooper and coming here today on her crutches, but she was in a lot of pain and has left for the evening. I just wanted to make sure people recognized, you know, the pain that she was in, and I think we all appreciate that she was here to give us her insight and opinions as long as she could. The next item on the agenda is the consent calendar, and that's PCR 3320 resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattice.
Favorable action on PCR 33-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
Thank you. First item is 2018-194, advertising and design services. Favorable action. 2019-250, turnkey operation for printing and mailing. Favorable action. Item 3, 2020-257, automotive wet batteries has become PCR 36-20. Item 4, 2020-301, repairs to H103, favorable action. 5, 2020-302, extended warranty, favorable action.
Councilman, the batteries, bid number 2020-257, now PCR 3620, that recommendation was to hold till March 23rd, correct?
That's correct. At the request of the sponsor.
Okay. I know there was a lot of discussion in committee. Is there any discussion on the floor that didn't happen in committee? Okay, we'll move to the second unanimous consent item, which is PCR 3420, a resolution relative to abatements, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattice.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 34-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Lattice, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
We recommend favorable action on PCR 34-20.
Any discussion that wasn't had in committee? Okay, both items have been moved and seconded on the consent calendar. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr.
Hubbs?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 Consent calendar stands passed. We move to unfinished business. First item on the agenda is PCO 1-20, an ordinance in regards to no parking signs to be erected on the north side of Hull Street. This is for second passage, committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Corley, if you could move it.
I would move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattisaw. Any discussion on this for second passage? If not, a yes is to approve the no parking signs to be erected on the north side of Hull Street, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbs?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 PCO 120 stands passed, second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 520, an ordinance in regards to amending the stipulation imposed on Cumberland Farms Development on 87 West Natick Road. Committee report, public properties.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattisaw. Any discussion on PCO 520, an ordinance regarding the amending the stipulation imposed on Cumberland Farms on 87 West Natick Road, and this is for second passage. If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve. Yes.
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 PCO 520 stands passed, second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 719, Pension Board, Committee Report, Finance.
Hold till March 23rd.
Held till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1019, an ordinance in regards to water discharge. Committee Report, Ordinance.
Hold till April 6th.
Held till April 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1719, an ordinance relative to senior and veteran exemptions. Committee report, finance.
Hold till April 6th.
Hold till April 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2119, an ordinance relative to employee benefits. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold till April 6th.
Hold till April 6th. The next item on the agenda is PCO 2419, an ordinance in regards to one-way traffic on Alice Avenue. Committee report, public safety. Held till April 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2919, an ordinance relative to tangible property tax regarding vacant storefronts. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold April 6th.
Held till April 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 3019, an ordinance involving state law regarding underutilized commercial property. That's not drafted. Committee report, public properties.
Hold to April 6th.
Held till April 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 420, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs. Committee report, public safety. Held till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18419 sub A, a resolution relative to no commercial trucking on Narragansett Parkway. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold till April 27th.
Held till April 27th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 19519, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study health insurance benefits. Committee report, finance. Finance that held till March 23rd? PCR 19519.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Hold till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 19619, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Warwick Public Schools. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold to March 23rd.
Held till March 23rd. PCR 420, abatement number 10669 and abatement number 10670. That was in executive session and the minutes were sealed. That also on PCR 1020, a resolution relative to the installation, we're now on, I'm sorry, PCR 1020, a resolution relative to the installation of a crosswalk in the vicinity of 333 Sandy Lane. Committee report, public safety. Held till April 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1220, a resolution relative to the installation of a street sign at Lenox Avenue and Warwick Avenue, Warwick Neck Avenue. Committee report, public safety.
Withdrawn.
Recommendation is to withdraw. Councilman Lattiser.
Can you make that? Mr. President, I make a motion to withdraw PCR 12-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to withdraw, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
PCR 1220 stands withdrawn. Next item is PCR 1520, a resolution relative to school bonding consideration for the 2020 ballot. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold March 23rd.
Hold till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2120, a resolution relative to claims. Mary McGann. Committee report, public safety. Fourth. Held till May 4th. Next item, well, we move to new business, and the next item is PCO 720, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article of the City of Warwick Code of Ordinances. It's for first passage, committee report, finance.
Hold April 6th.
Held till April 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 820, an ordinance relative to the ratification of teacher contracts and support personnel contracts. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold till April 6th.
Hold till April 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 920, an ordinance in regards to amending Chapter 40-30, PCO 818, smoking prohibited in public schools and on school grounds. That's first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, ordinance. Held till April 27th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1020, an ordinance relative to amendment of the Warwick Zoning Ordinance, regulations for the installation of solar energy systems. That's not drafted. Committee report, land use.
Hold to March 23rd.
Held till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2330, a resolution regarding erecting a stop sign at the intersection of Marblehead Street and Holden Street. Committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
I recommend favorable action on PCR 23-30.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. President. I had requested a traffic study for this particular intersection. It was done. It was approved. And I respectfully request favorable action.
Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, a yes is to approve PCR 2320, a resolution regarding erecting a stop sign at the intersection of Marblehead Street and Holden Street. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Marola? Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
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 PCR 2330 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2420, a resolution requesting that the Department of Public Works address the pothole, sinkhole, and drainage issue at the Anglesey community. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold till May 4th.
Held till May 4th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2520, a resolution requesting that the Department of Public Works address tree debris and street flooding in the vicinity of Hampton and Gray Streets. Committee report, intergovernmental.
To withdraw at the sponsor's request.
Recommendation is to withdraw. Councilman Lattiser.
Mr. President, make a request to withdraw PCR 2520.
Councilman Lattiser moves to withdraw, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the motion to withdraw? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Corley?
Yes.
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 PCR 2520 stands withdrawn. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2620, a resolution requesting that the Department of Public Works address the tree stump on White Rock Road. Committee report, finance.
It's a request of the sponsor to withdraw.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Make a request to withdraw PCR 2620.
Councilman Lattiser makes a motion to withdraw, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. President. That particular problem was solved and taken care of the latter part of last week.
Thank you. Motion to withdraw. It's been seconded. If there's no other questions, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to withdraw. Yes.
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 PCR 2620 stands withdrawn. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2720, a resolution to the Rhode Island General Assembly requesting commission for a ballot question. Committee report, finance.
Hold March 23rd.
Held till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2820, a resolution supporting codification of the cancer presumption by the General Assembly. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold to April 27th.
Held till April 27th. Next item on the agenda, we already held. That's PCR 2920, and that was held till April 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3020, a resolution to the General Assembly in support of legislation to establish an Ocean State Climate Adaption and Resiliency Fund. Committee report, intergovernmental.
It was for favorable action with the entire council asking to be put on as co-sponsors.
Thank you. If the clerk could note that all council members are going to co-sponsor. And Councilman Lattiser for action.
Move favorable action on PCR 30-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. President. Well, just briefly, we had a lot of discussion during committee. Obviously, everyone is a supporter and agrees that these issues need to be addressed, and I would recommend favorable action.
Any further discussion? If not, a yes is to approve PCR 3020, a resolution to the General Assembly in support of legislation to establish an Ocean State Climate Adaption and Resiliency Fund. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 3020 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3120, a resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign at the northeast intersection of Abbott Avenue and Clinton Avenue. Committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman McAllister.
I ask for favorable
action. Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe. Any discussion? I know there's a traffic study supporting this. If there's no discussion, yes is to approve erecting a stop sign at the northeast intersection of Abbott Avenue and Clinton Avenue. Does this need to be an ordinance?
A stop
Councilman,
sign?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it says resolution. That was how it was drafted. I mean, if somebody goes through the stop sign, Councilman McAllister, then and challenges it, they can't get a ticket unless it's a law. Resolution isn't a law. That's why I was asking. It should be.
Can we amend it now, Mr. President?
Can we amend that? Is it not drafted as far as an ordinance goes? I'll pass it. They just can't get a ticket.
Should be an ordinance.
Should be an ordinance? Yeah. Okay. You want to hold it and amend it, or do you want to dock it?
Bring it back as an ordinance.
You hold it, and then you'll draft it as an ordinance as amended?
Ordinance. Yes.
Okay.
Mr. President, excuse
yes.
me. So are we saying that we can't change it tonight to an ordinance? We do an amendment to change it to an ordinance already drafted.
I guess the question is it drafted as an ordinance? So you want to, do you need the language for the amendment to be read into the record? I don't care if we take a 5-minute recess to do that. Do you want to take a 5-minute recess?
So if we can amend it to an ordinance now, but then it will need to come back for its second.
For a second passage.
Is that okay?
Reading.
All right.
I'll make a motion to amend PCR 3120 to PCO 3120.
Okay. That number may have already been taken.
Oh.
So she has to, the clerk has to give us the next available number. 1120.
PCO 11. Make a motion to amend PCR 3120 to move to PCO 11-20.
Have you become Councilman McAllister now? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I did the amendment. He wishes he was.
Okay.
It seems that way. Councilman Lattiser, is that okay with you? Thank you.
Okay. So
it's my mission in life to help.
So the seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe, and Councilman Ricks. Do you need any other language?
That's
no, that's it. Okay. So there's motion to amend. It's been seconded. No questions. A yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. Councilman McAllister, if you could move it.
Which one?
Which one, yeah.
Will the real Councilman McAllister please stand up?
So it's been moved by Councilman McAllister as amended, seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCO, and the new number is?
11-20
as amended. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Marola? Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Lassa?
Yes.
Lassa?
Yes.
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 PCO 11-20 stands passed as amended, first passage. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3220, a resolution in regards to erecting 3 stop signs at the east and westbound sides of Grant Street at the intersection of Buttonwoods Avenue and the westbound side of Hayes Street at the intersection of Buttonwoods Avenue. Committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I'm going to make an amendment on this as well.
We just need to move it favorable action.
Favorable action, please.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman McAllister.
I'd like to amend this to make it an ordinance, but I also just want to include, we had an incident here on Granite Street. We were very lucky. There's a daycare. The daycare van was driving, and there was a Amazon truck coming the other way, and the Amazon truck did not know they were going into another road, and they hit right on, direct on to the daycare van, and there were children in the van. So thankfully everybody was okay, but it was a scary situation. So a number of the neighbors contacted both myself and Councilwoman Travis. One side of the road is Ward 7, one side is road is Ward 6, so I know the Councilwoman supports us as well. She is a co-sponsor, and I thank you for consideration for this tonight.
And I remember reading the emails from your constituents.
Yes.
On it also. So Councilman McAllister has made a motion to change this from PCR 3220 to PCO, if we could get the number. Okay, it'd be PCO 1220. And that's seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Howe, Councilman Ricks. Is there any discussion on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO, the amendment to make it PCO 1220 stands passed. Councilman McAllister, if you could move it as amended.
I move favorable action as amended, PCO 12-20.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Howe. Any discussion as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll on PCO 12-20. Yes.
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 PCO 1220 stands passed, first passage. We'll now move to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6? Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8? I have one. It's PCR 3520, a resolution to the General Assembly in support of Gianna Sorella's law. Is there any objection? And I know some members wanted to co-sponsor too. So Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Sinapi, I think the entire council would co-sponsor that. Councilman McAllister, if you could move this for me, appreciate it. Seconded by the entire council. I had the opportunity a couple of weekends ago to attend the third gala of the Gianna Sorella Memorial Gala, and I think there was over 300 people that packed the Crown Plaza. It's amazing what that family and the community has done to raise money regarding sepsis research and education. They gave the physicians from Rhode Island Hospital gave a great presentation. I think it was about 45 minutes long about the sepsis and the signs. So what this law does is before the General Assembly, and I think all of our reps and senators had co-sponsored it, it outlines, I believe it's 11 criteria for if somebody is recognized or suspected to have sepsis, that all doctors must follow as a protocol, as a law. So everyone in an emergency room or emergency care facility would have to follow that. As you remember, Gianna had gone into a walk-in and was discharged, went back 3 or 4 days later, and by the time they administered the antibiotics, it was too late and she had passed. With a law like this, with the help of the General Assembly, I know Senator Conley, I've had discussions, he's in support of it also. Hopefully we can save a few lives. So with that said, if there any other discussion, if not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll on PCR 3520. Yes.
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 PCR 3520 stands passed. There are no other items on unanimous consent, so Councilman Corley, you had something?
I just have a question. Did we move the acceptance of the minutes from the last meeting?
From the last meetings?
Yeah,
I believe we did that at the beginning, and Councilman Howe had to recuse himself on one of them. So now we move to the docket session. Since Councilwoman Travis isn't here, Councilman Lattisaw, if you could make a motion.
Mr. President, I make a motion that this honorable body move into the docketing session.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Council now stands at the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Yes, Mr. President, one item. An ordinance in regards to approving the financing of the design, construction, repair, rehabilitation, equipmenting, and extension of the city sewage collection system. This is also co-sponsored by Councilwoman Travis.
Finance. Anything else from Ward 3?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Ward 4?
I have one, Mr. President. I have an ordinance in regards to erecting a stop sign on Maywood Avenue to stop traffic entering onto Beach Avenue.
Public safety. Ward 5.
Yes, Mr. President, I have one. It's a, I need clarification on this one. I've got it down as a resolution, but now I'm second guessing. It's gonna be a resolution in regards to amending PCR 1-19 of the council rules, Rule 30 docketing.
That's not an ordinance, but
there'll be a resolution. Okay.
There'll be a resolution.
Thank you. So it's a resolution in regards to
Intergovernmental. Ward 7. Ward 8. That's intergovernmental. And there's a problem here, though, I think, with I think our clerk had sent an email on how specified we need to get with language for resolution. I know, but you had forwarded it to us. Yes, John had. Okay, so. And so I'm just going to defer to the city council attorney as to whether we need to amend any of the language on anything that we heard.
We do need to get a little more specific on a couple of our generic titles. So
sure. Anything docketed tonight that you?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing that was on the docket.
Okay, so amending the council rules is good for both council members.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I have nothing. Council stands adjourned.